In its second year, the USA Pro Challenge went right down to the wire. There was a different overall leader almost every day, and on Sunday it changed yet again from defending champion Levi Leipheimer to the guy who took second last year.
Oh my! Christian Vandeveld is your champion!
Christian Vandeveld won partially because of a particularly good time trial on Sunday, when he hit speeds up to 36 miles an hour in downtown Denver. Vandeveld said it was an especially sweet victory.
To win here and in front of these crowds and just the atmosphere of cycling in America right now, it's great. You know, I'd be lying if I didn't think about just stopping today, you know, because it really doesn't get much better than this.
There were more than 100 world-class competitors in the race, and many didn't have to travel far. Nearly 20 live in the Boulder area, and one of them was Tom Danielson, also a Durango favorite and graduate of Fort Lewis College. Danielson led the pack over two mountain passes, including Independence Pass near Aspen, which is over 12,000 feet high. Like Vandeveld, Danielson also writes for Garmin Sharp and said it was an amazing week.
It was truly a team effort. You know, I gave everything I could throughout the whole race, being as aggressive as I could to put pressure and try to win the race that way.
Danielson won the jersey for Most Aggressive Rider for his efforts, and it's fair to say the Garmin Sharp team made the race more grueling this year, riding fast and forcing everyone else to keep up. Sunday's time trial came after what many said was a memorable day in the race. Riders went from Golden to Boulder, connecting many of the area's popular training rides. The route required climbing 10,000 feet in elevation, and it was clear riders were tired from a week's worth of extremely difficult competition. The stage finished on Flagstaff Mountain near Boulder, and the steep road to the top was packed with spectators. NBC commentator and Durango resident Bob Roll.
And it was mayhem for hours, like from the very beginning in Golden. Every mile of the race, there were fans. By the time it got to Boulder and then up Flagstaff Mountain, it was, I can honestly say I had never seen a race like that in North America. It was really cool.
Levi Leipheimer won the USA Pro Challenge last year. For most of the week, he'd been quiet, but still a contender for winning this year's race. On Saturday, he rode well and took the yellow jersey for a day. And there was a Hollywood moment next to the podium when Leipheimer debriefed with actor and friend Patrick Dempsey. He's best known for his role as a doctor in the TV drama Grey's Anatomy. Dempsey later said he had a lot of respect for Leipheimer.
He's a remarkable athlete, a great man, and really nice to see him do so well here at this stage.
But Leipheimer couldn't hold on to the leader's jersey and ended up placing third overall in the race on Sunday. That day marked the last race for longtime rider George Hincapie. During the award ceremony, he said he hadn't quite wrapped his mind around retirement.
I'm still kind of trying to grasp it all. It's kind of hard for myself to even believe it, but I'm just enjoying the moment right now.
Hincapie waved to fans during the last stretch of his time trial on Sunday before he crossed the finish line.
I was really excited about the reception I was getting from the fans, and it meant a lot to me, so I wanted to sort of just thank them for that.
Hincapie rode for years with Lance Armstrong, who dropped a bombshell on the cycling community last Thursday. The seven-time Tour de France winner announced he would no longer fight doping charges from the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. It's a decision that could end up costing him all of those tour titles. Armstrong was a key figure in starting the USA Pro Challenge last year, but most folks involved in the race didn't want to talk about Armstrong. For Denver Spectator Joelle Bradley, the story wasn't doping. It was saying goodbye to George Hincapie.
I cheered him in, and I'm so excited that he chose to end his career here in Colorado.
Hincapie says he's looking forward to spending more time with his family and, well, riding his bike. For fun, though. For KSUT Public Radio, I'm Elise Thatcher.